Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. I just want eternal life. I just want eternal life.
Living this world, trying to be different. Look, I swear it gets tempting. Y'all be like him. Please don't be like me. Y'all know we all sinners in this thing called life, but I may have y'all be. Time after time, day after day, I swear this flesh gets weak. Lord, I need your helping hand. Guide me through the things that I can't understand. Take me from a boy and make me to a man. I just wanna enter to your promised land. And I know that I can, and I know that I will. But my sin earned a bill that my pockets can't peel. So when the judgment is near, I will have no fear. No, you still near, no, you still care. That cross you bear, that blood you shed. For my burdens, my Lord, look, you left them there. You was there, said, put them on my tab. I got him, put them on my tab. You paid that price for me. I wasn't there, I see. And that penalty was death. Stupid, is this on me? Lord, stupid, is this on me? Not cause how good I've been. You saved me in my sin. Work it won't get you in. Work it won't get you in. Justin, look, don't be afraid to be different. I know you're not perfect, my grace is sufficient. That's why I've given you purpose. To worship me, his spirit and in truth. I formed you in your mother's womb before the world ever knew you. Spend every day with me, you hurt. Son, come pray to me. Not only when you need me, sometimes reach out and greet me. Believe in me, like I believe in you. I got your life in the palm of my hands. I promise to never harm you or leave you, betray you, forsake you. Every trial you go through was set up all just for your breakthrough. So walk by faith and not by sight. It's easier to walk in darkness when you know the light. So take flight, we on to a new life. Streets of gold, happiness, peace, filled with eternal life. If I take my time, would you still believe? It takes patience and faith to reap my promises.
Been through the fire, been through the flood. Done a lot of things that I'm so ashamed of. But I know you died to save my soul. So if that's what you want from me, then you get it without guarantee. Cause I just wanna see your face in that beautiful holy place. So if I can't see you now, I know I'll see you somehow. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight.
Walk by faith and not by sight. Welcome, family, to Man Up the Movement. Yes, the foundation has been set, calling all men to join the discussion. Man up simply means now is my time to fight. I am taking personal responsibility for my own life. No longer am I relying on my personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. Yes, my steps are ordered by the Lord. I am walking in purpose with God, and I'm holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change and growth. I am no longer operating with the double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose, and I am the God in me through Jesus Christ who died for my sins. I'm man up today. Welcome, family. This is the 1st of August. Wow, we are already leaped a month into the second half of this season of 2017, and I'm excited for what God is doing, how he's elevating and taking each and every one of us to a higher level. And yes, we're back on schedule, and to God be the glory that we can continue with our series here for Man Up the Movement. And yes, the first week of every month is, oh, the mighty man of God, Pastor Marvin Prevost. He is a dynamic man of God who definitely blesses me. I keep my notepad ready on Mondays. This is my night to enjoy the word. So without any further ado, I want to present to some and present to others the mighty man of God, apostle, pastor, bishop, teacher, evangelist, Mr. Fivefold. Come on, no limits. I'm making a shirt right now. I'm going to get you one. I am Fivefold, no limits, Apostle Marvin. Good evening, man of God.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I hate all them titles and stuff too. So why not just put them all together and say, you know, no limits. I can do what God wants me to do.
There you go. I like that one. No limits. No limits. That's good.
No limits. Well, welcome back, my brother.
Yes, it's great to be back. Amen. It's hard to believe summer's over halfway over, I believe. So it's just going by fast.
Yes. Well, welcome back.
Amen.
I'm going to I want to pray with you, and then we're going to turn this over. This is your broadcast, but I miss you. I just want to say hi, and I know the family's wonderful. I'm following you, and I know you guys have an awesome. I want you to do that for me, Pastor. I want you to share more about your Monday night prayer call for leaders, and pastors, evangelists, apostles, and things like that, that information could get out there. I know we have a Monday broadcast, but that does not take away from someone that needs prayer to know where to get specific prayer for leaders. Now this is a leader conference call, and we want you to share that information from now on and anything else you have going on in your region, as we go forward. Amen.
Amen. I'll do that.
Well, gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for this fellowship. We thank you for this movement. But we also thank you, Lord, for the ability to agree and be on one accord. So, Lord, we lift you up. We magnify you. Lord, we glorify you, Lord, that through our gifts and through our talents, Lord, we'll be submitted to you so you can use us in a mighty way. Lord, we reach our hands toward the man of God that is chosen for this hour, that as we sit at your feet, he is the representation of you, Lord, and we honor and we respect what your word has for us tonight. So speak, Lord, that we hear clearly, Lord. Speak, Lord, that we can change our directions, Lord, and speak clearly that our lives will never, ever, ever be the same. Lord, we thank you tonight. We praise you tonight, and we honor you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. Amen. Again, thank you so much for requesting that I come on this evening. We missed, I believe, the last few months, but we're back on schedule, like you said, and very excited about just ministering to the people of God across this country and to the leaders and to just to the people of God. I just take it as an honor, and I thank you so much for that. And just to give you a little bit of information like you requested, and then we're going to get into the message and just whatever God wants to do on tonight. But we do have it's an intercession and prophetic conference call. It's on every Monday evening at 9:30 p.m. Eastern time until 10:45 p.m. Eastern time. So it's about an hour and 10 minutes of prayer, intercession, and prophetic as God leads for the body or for the leaders in the body of Christ. We started this 5 years ago. The reason that God told us to do this is because so many times us as leaders, we are pouring out all the time. We're giving ourselves. We're preaching, teaching, prophesying, laying hands on people, visiting people in the hospital and in their homes, and we're giving of ourselves, and we're doing it on Sunday morning, Wednesdays, and whatever other day that you have, and then visiting, like I said. And so we're always just pouring out. But many times leaders, no one is pouring back into the leaders. No one is speaking back into leadership. No one is encouraging and edifying the leadership. And so many times we feel alone. Many times we feel like that we're weak. Many times we feel like that we just have no more to give out because people just continue just to take. And so God told my wife and I 5 years ago in 2012 to start the leadership call. And again, this is for leaders only. And so if you're in the fivefold ministry, if you're a leader and you're in the local church, or even if God has given you a gift, if he gave you the gift of prophecy, the gift of interpretation, the gift of discernment, of wisdom, of knowledge, whatever you, and also any bishop, apostle, prophet, evangelist, whomever what your title is, we invite you to be on. We want to pray for you. We typically have 40-some leaders from across the country who get on the call, and we pray for everyone. We intercede, and we, and as like I said, as God leads us, speak prophetically to the people. So we do encourage any leaders to be on that call every Monday night, again, from 9:30 p.m. Eastern time, which would be 6:30 Pacific, up until 10:45 or, I guess, 7:45 Pacific time. So there you go for that message. But tonight I've just been praying, and I've been throwing around some stuff on what I wanted to talk about tonight and what I wanted to just to get across to the people of God. And I know the Lord has been showing me that the people of God, we have been going through some major situations in our life. We've been going through some major battles in our life. We've been going through some major situations in our life, and it's as if it can at the body of Christ right now. He is trying to hinder everything that he can hinder in the body of Christ. He is trying to bring confusion. He is trying to bring doubt. He is trying to bring discord in the body of Christ. If we never fought before, this is the timing that the body of Christ, that the church is really in a war. And what I'm seeing in church and in ministry is that either people are making it or they're throwing in the towel. And because the fight right now is so intense, the fight right now is not getting any easier. The fight right now, it's not going to allow you to back off not one time from the spirit realm and from the fight that the enemy has waged war against you. And we know that the enemy, he's doing everything, even with our families, with our finances, in ministry, even for the pastors and minister, or the pastors and bishops and apostles who have a church, and it seems like just the people are just acting kind of crazy, and they're disobedient, or there's rebelliousness in the church. And there's just so much. And us as leaders, sometimes we don't know how to deal with that. Sometimes as leaders, we feel like that we're being drained. We feel like that we're just going through so much. And it's just overwhelming at times. I don't know about y'all, but sometimes it feels so overwhelming that it feels like as soon as I open up my eyes in the morning, Pastor E, it feels like I'm fighting. As soon as I close my eyes at night, I'm fighting. It seems like even when I'm in the middle of dreams in the middle of the night, I'm fighting. When I go to work, I'm fighting. When I go to church, it seems like that there's a fight in the spirit. It just seems like there's a constant fight. And either the people of God are going to be able to make it through, or they're going to fall to the wayside. Because, again, the enemy is not going to let up on you. But I want to say this to you, that if you feel like no one believes in you, if you feel like that no one believes in the gifts and the callings that are in your life, I want to tell you right now that at least the devil believes in the gift and the calling and the destiny in your life. Because if he didn't believe in you, and I know this sounds different, but if the devil didn't believe in you, he wouldn't be after you. If the devil didn't know the gifts and the callings and the power that God has placed in you, then the enemy would not be after you. See, the enemy don't go after things that are empty. The enemy don't go after things that have no value. The enemy doesn't go after things that doesn't have an impact in the world. See, if he didn't have to worry about your impact, he wouldn't be after you right now. And so if you ever feel like that no one believes in you, I just want to let you know right now that let it comfort you to know that the reason that the enemy is fighting you, men, the reason that the enemy is fighting you, women, the reason that the enemy is fighting the children is because he does believe in what's in you. He has seen the power that God has placed in you. He has seen the authority and the awesomeness that God has placed in you. And again, we're in this battle like we have never battled before. That's why your spouses are just walking out. That's why your spouses are acting crazy when you get home from work. Just so much going on. And I'm going to get to my scripture here in a second. I'm just giving you a prelude here. But what it's called is that it's called us as Christians to kind of back up and not fight as severe as we used to. It has caused us to say, I'm tired of this fight. It has caused us to say that I don't know if I can continue in this fight. It has caused us to back up just a little bit, and we have stopped allowing the effectiveness. We have stopped allowing the anointing. We have stopped allowing the power of God that God placed in you, not man, not devil, no one else, but God placed in you. We have allowed our situations that make us back up just a little bit. And we feel like that we're not gonna make it. We feel like that we're not as powerful. I don't know about y'all, but I'm a little off. Sometimes I feel like that I don't have that power that I used to. Sometimes I feel like that I'm not as effective in prayer. I'm not as effective in my scripture reading. I'm not effective even with my relationship with God. And so I begin to go through this in my mind. I know y'all know what I'm saying here tonight. But when we begin to go through this in our mind, and we begin to war that thing in our mind, and our mind is telling us who we're not. Our mind is telling us who we will never be. Our mind is telling us that there's no way you can be. Oh, Jesus. But see, then we have the spirit side where the spirit is saying, yes, you are. The spirit is saying, you can do this. The spirit is saying that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The spirit is saying that I have given you power to overcome. I've given you power to tread. I've given you power to be effective. I've given you power to overcome all the fiery darts of the enemy. Ah, Jesus. So then we have this battle going on in our mind and in our emotions. Are trying to tell us who we're not, that the mind and the emotions are telling us that we will never be back to where we used to be. Our mind and our emotions are telling us that maybe I am an apostle, but maybe I'm not an apostle. Maybe I am a prophetess, but maybe I'm not a prophetess. Maybe I am this, and maybe I'm not that. And sometimes our emotions are fickle. Sometimes they try to make us feel like that we're just not in that place that God truly wants us to be. But I want to share with each and every one of you tonight that Marvin Prevost has decided, and I hope that you get this in your spirit, but Marvin Prevost has decided that I'm back and I'm stronger than hell. Come on now. This is for you all tonight, that I am back and I'm stronger than hell. See, I am stronger than what I was yesterday. I'm more powerful than what I am yesterday because of Christ. I have more authority than what I had yesterday. I have to get that in my spirit that I'm back. Oh, my God. And I hear God saying that you all, some of us, have to get that in our spirit that I'm back and I'm stronger than hell. See, hell thought that it was stronger than me. Hell thought that it overcame me. Hell thought that it had control over me. Hell thought that it had the victory over me. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is? But God says that you are stronger. You got to get that in your spirit. I am back and I'm stronger than hell. I hope y'all can say that out loud. Wherever that you're listening right now, say, I'm back and I'm stronger than hell. I'm back and I'm not going to go backwards any longer. I'm back and I'm more powerful than ever. I'm back and I'm more forceful than ever. I'm back and I'm going to do what God has called me to do. The devil better watch who he's messing with. Come on now. I know I'm in. And say, I'm back and I'm not going to allow devils. I'm not going to allow people. I'm not going to allow church folk. I'm not going to allow the church. I'm not going to allow anything or anybody hinder me from doing what God has called me to do. Yes, I messed up yesterday. Yes, I didn't do it right yesterday. Yes, I allowed my emotions to talk to me. Yes, I allowed the devil to talk to me and tell me who I can be. Yes, I allowed the devil to talk me out of my book. I allow the devil to talk me out of preaching. I allow the devil to talk me out of being a prophet or a prophetess. But I hear God saying that you got to get that in your spirit, that you are back and that you are stronger than hell. Say, I'm back and I'm stronger than hell. I got to overcome this. You have no option to not to overcome. You have no choice but not to overcome. It is unavoidable. This thing in you has to happen, my Jesus. It's unavoidable. This thing in you, it has to happen. It's going to happen. It shall happen. It has no choice, no option, but to be strong again. Oh, my Jesus.
Glory. I'm back, and I'm stronger.
You have no, there is nothing that's going to stop you. There is nothing that's going to hinder you. You got to say, I'm back, and I'm stronger than hell.
I'm
stronger than hell. Nothing's going to stop me this time. They thought that they killed me. They thought that they stopped me. They thought that they had me. They thought my anointing was dead. They thought the power of God was in me. They thought the apostle was in me. It was dead. They thought that the prophet in me died. But guess what, devil? Guess what, world? Guess what, church? I'm back. I'm back. And I'm stronger. I'm stronger. I'm stronger. God, y'all got to get that one. I'm stronger than hell. I'm back and I'm stronger. So I'm making notice to the devil today. I just want to encourage y'all today. I better have a scripture. I'm just encouraging. You got to know that there's power in you. You got to know that what God has called you to do, you have no option. You have no choice, no reason not to do what God has called you to do. You got to do this thing. You must do this thing. You got to say, I shall, I will. I have no option. I have no choice. No option. No option. No option. I hear God saying, no option in you. So get that in your spirit today, people. Get that in your spirit today to know that what God has said about you, what people have tried to decline you. Oh, God. And I even hear, because I hear God saying they tried to sit you down. But God says every time they try to sit you down, I'm going to raise you back up. I hear God saying, and I said this last night on the call, he's reminding me again, everybody who tries to stop you, I will cause you to go further. Everybody who tries to put their mouth against you, I will cause you to go further. Everyone who tries to stop the anointing, everyone who attempts to do anything against you, I heard God saying, I will cause you to be elevated. I will take you to another level. He said, just when they think about doing something to you, my God, that's encouraging. Just when they think about doing something to you, God says that I will cause you to be blessed. When they think about coming against you, God says, I will cause you to be victorious. When they think of bishops and those apostles and pastors who try to come up against you, I hear God saying, when they put their mouth on you, I will cause you to be elevated. And one day, the ones who try to sit you down, the ones who try to say that you're not, I will cause you to have authority over them one day. My Jesus, glory to him. So I hear God say, I'm back. I'm back, y'all. I'm back, y'all. Y'all thought Marvin Prevost was dead. Ah, Jesus. Y'all thought Pastor E was dead. Ah, Jesus. Y'all thought that there's no more life in the man. Y'all thought that he couldn't do this thing. Y'all thought that there's no way he can preach, he can teach again. Y'all thought that the radio ministry was dead. Y'all thought that the television was dead. I speak into to you right now, Pastor Ian, that the television is alive, that you will be on national TV, that you will be on national networks. I speak every blessing to come upon you, every financial blessing that you need to be on national TV. I speak that to come forth in the name of Jesus.
In the
name of
Jesus.
Nothing is going to stop you this time. Nothing is going to hinder the national television. Oh, my God, glory to Him. I hear God say, I'm sending finances from the north, from the south, from the east,
Jesus.
From the west.
I'm back, and I'm stronger than hell.
My God.
Oh, I'm back, and I'm stronger than hell.
In your spirit. Y'all got to get this in your spirit. I'm tired of being defeated. I'm tired of being overlooked. I'm tired of being put down. I'm tired. And I'm talking about Marvin Prevost doing this. I'm not talking about other people putting me down. I'm talking about Marvin Prevost. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. You have to, I hear God saying, you got to stop putting yourself down. You got to stop saying who you can't be. You got to stop second guessing. You got to stop saying God's saying confirmation. I hear God saying, you know my voice. I hear God saying, I taught you my voice. He says that my people know my voice and another they won't follow. God's saying that you don't need any more confirmation prophet. You don't need any more confirmation prophetess because you are now back. Jesus, glory to you. I just feel exhortation today just to exhort the people, just to exhort and encourage and edify the people of God on tonight. You're back. You're back. August 1st, 2017, you're back. Oh, God, Jesus, new beginning. I think August signifies, people say it signifies new beginning, starting over again. I hear God saying you're back. It's August 1st. You're stronger than hell. It's August 1st. Yeah, you're back. It's August 1st. Oh, my God. God says that it wasn't August 1st. He said, I ordained this thing. He said, I hear God saying that I'm gonna begin calling out of your spirit right now. Everyone listening, I'm calling out of your spirit now. I'm pulling up out of your spirit now, victorious victory. I'm pulling out of your spirit now that you're back. I'm pulling up out of your spirit now that you're stronger than hell. I'm pulling up out of your spirit now that you're more powerful, more wiser. I speak out of your spirit now that you are richer, Jesus. I speak out of your spirit now that you will fulfill and do what he's called. Thank you, God. I hear God saying, I'm pulling the books up out of you. I'm pulling the books up out of you in the name of Jesus. I'm pulling the plays up out of you in the name of Jesus. I'm pulling up the magazine articles, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I'm pulling them out of you tonight because you're back. You're back. Jesus, glory to your name. You're back and you're stronger. Jesus. You got to get a deep voice on that one. Say, I'm back and I'm stronger than hell. I'm back. And I'm stronger than hell. Don't have that weak voice in front of the enemy, because the enemy, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He comes as a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. He tries to be louder than you. Ah, God, I hear that one. Yeah, see, the enemy tries to be louder than you. Ah, Jesus, and bless your name, God, to be louder than you. And it's causing us in the body of Christ to sit back and be scared and be nervous. But you got to get that in your spirit. You're back. I'm back. And I'm stronger than hell. Oh, Jesus. God, we thank you for today. We worship you today, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise today, God. Because, God, you said that we are back. You said that we are stronger. You said that we are wiser. You said that we have more impact now. You said that we walk in the Spirit. You said that we have that authority now to do what you have called us to do. We won't go back ever again. We will not take a step back ever again. We will not listen to the enemy again. We will not listen to people, church folk again, God. God, we thank you for this determination that you have released in the spirit tonight. You have released a determination in your people. God, I hear God saying this, that when you begin to go through some of your situations, a determination is going to rise up in you, that you are not going to respond the way that you used to respond. You are not going to get frustrated the way that you used to get frustrated. you're not going to get aggravated the way that you used to get aggravated. I hear God saying, I put a determination in you. Hey, ha, ha. Glory to you. I put a determination in you that you will not respond like you used to. Glory to you. I hear God saying for the men that when your wife begins to tell you and talk to you about things, that you will not walk out like you did. Oh, my Jesus. Glory to your name. When the going gets tough and the situations get hard and the bills get difficult, that the men, they won't walk out this time. Ah, God. I hear God saying that I put a determination in you to stand and to hold on and to stay where I put you. I hear God saying this, how can you stay in the spirit when you won't stay in the natural? Oh, Jesus. Ah, God. Oh, God, I feel that one. Let me say that one more time. How can you expect to stay in God in the spirit when you won't stay in the natural? Oh, my God. If you have a tendency, oh, God, if you have a tendency to walk out all the time in the natural when things get hard, then that will follow suit in the spirit realm. You cannot be strong in the spirit and be weak in the natural. Ah, God, I hear that one. You cannot be wishy-washy in the natural and be consistent in the spirit. God says that how you act in the open, how you act on earth, how you act in the natural will be a reflection of how you act in the spirit. So you can't expect you to be consistent in the spirit and you're inconsistent in the natural. Jesus, y'all mad at me now. But you can't expect you to be consistent. I'm going to say that you cannot expect yourself to be consistent in the spirit when you are inconsistent in the natural. Oh, God, you can't expect yourself to be a warrior in the spirit when you're a cub in the natural. Oh, Jesus. You cannot expect to be a lion in the spirit. Oh, my God, when you're a baby kitten in the natural. God says that your spirit will line up with the natural, and that your natural will line up with the spirit, that you will be forceful, that you will be overcomers, that you will, oh, God, because, and I'm stronger than hell. Ooh, God, if y'all not back after this one, I don't know about that. Get that in your spirit. 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 What does the scripture say? The scripture says that, that you are overcome by the words of your testimony. I'm going to give some scripture now. You are overcome by the words of your testimony. By what comes out of your mouth. It's not talking about so much, you're going to stand up and testify in church, but your testimony is what comes out of your mouth when you're going through your situation. Your testimony is what's coming out of your mouth when you're in the middle of your heartache, when you're in the middle of your trial and your tribulation. What comes out of your mouth? My God. So you're overcome by what comes out of your mouth. If blessings are coming out, if you're coming out and saying, I'm back, or are you saying, I'm retreating? Are you saying, I can't do this no more? Are you saying, I'm giving up? Are you saying, I'm walking out? What are you saying now? What are you saying now? What's coming out of your mouth? You're overcome by the words of your own testimony. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. Greater is he. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. But God showed me that no weapon formed against you shall even touch you. My God. Glory to your name. So God is saying, I'm back. Get that in your spirit, John. I've said this about 15 times, but sometimes we've got to hear it repetitive over and over and over again to get something in our spirit. I'm back. And I'm stronger than hell. The hell was stronger than me the last time. Jesus. Hell was stronger than me the last time. And that's why I gave up. I'm stronger than hell. If they throw the kitchen sink at me, I'll throw the living room furniture at them. Oh, Jesus. If they try to throw something, I will throw something greater. I got the Holy Ghost. I got the Spirit of God in me. I got the power of God in me. I am stronger than anything that the devil can throw, or people or situations or church folks can throw at me. I'm stronger. I'm not going to listen to what they say any longer. I'm not going to respond to what they call me any longer. I don't know about y'all, but in the last few months, people have called me everything. They told me who I can't be. They told me who I won't be. And they tell me who I'm not. If I listened, I would be sitting in my living room right now watching a movie, not even in ministry, because of what people, Pastor E, has said to me over these last few months. They told me that I wasn't an apostle. They told me I was out of order. They told me that I was just doing this just so that that I would be independent, so I wouldn't be under anyone. The devil is a lie. I have a covering. I have many coverings. I have people in strategic places that cover me, that cover us in ministry. But people told us you can't. They even told me, they said, if you go back to be a prophet, maybe your prophetic will increase. I just want to tell you what people have said. But if I began to listen to that, then I would be back. I would not be back. I wouldn't be back. I would be back. I would be way back. Way back. 15 years. But because of God, y'all. It's not because of Marvin. I'm calming down now. It's not because of Marvin. It's not because of people. It's because of God. And that's why you're still standing. So don't listen to people. Don't listen to what they have to say. Don't even respond. And don't even defend yourself. That's what God told me. Don't defend yourself. Oh, Jesus. Remember, and I've probably shared this before. I'm almost going to give it back over to you, Pastor E, but I just felt like the Lord saying to share this. That a few years ago, and some of y'all probably heard this before, but I was in the mall a few years ago, and this pastor walked up to me, and I've known the pastor for years. This pastor walks up to me, and he says, "Hello." I said, "Hello." He said, "Hey, I just want to tell you that you're a false prophet." And I'm standing in the middle of the mall shopping with my wife. And I'm like, okay, Jesus, what do I do in this situation? Well, I have my wife here, so should I be a man and respond back as a man and try to retaliate as a man? To stand up and show my wife who I am and not to back down. I said, or what should I do? Should I just walk away? What should I do, God? And the Lord said to me right then, he said, tell him that you don't have to explain yourself. And I said, Pastor, I said, I don't have to explain myself. The man looked at me and he turned away. He turned around and walked away. Because God said, you don't have to defend yourself, leaders. You don't have to defend yourself, people of God, men of God, women of God, called you to be. Because you're back, Jesus. You're back and you're stronger than hell. Jesus. Thank you, God. Pastor E, you can come back now if you like. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Look, I was talking. I got myself on mute. I am back and stronger than hell. I want to confirm this to you, man of God, is as you said over the last several months, what people have said. People don't even say that. I've kind of leapfrogged that one. But if I was to weigh my or put my ministry in motion by the doors that people have closed, we wouldn't be talking right now. The doors that, and I'm just putting it out there, the doors that God said open, that man has control of it in the earthly realm, that have closed, most people would have turned their back and said, I'm done, I'm quit, forget them. If you knew what it took to really provide this free service, Jesus. And say with all the things that are closed, the doors that are closing, through people, I'm trying to help somebody tonight, because when you see the doors closing through people, you know there's some doors opened in God. But you hit me tonight when you said that, because Jesus, if I'm going to be more Jesus-like, Jesus, me, you took me to Luke. You made me go study some Luke 24 when he told the disciples, "I'm back." See, some of us need to be dead of our old self. Somebody really need to die of yourself. Stop talking about it, but really die of yourself and show back up, with the Christ that's in you, and say, "I'm back." Because he took them by surprise. He took those disciples by surprise. Somebody out there need to take somebody by surprise. And start to resemble Christ and say, you know what? I'm back. Let me surprise some people. Let me let you know that I'm coming because of not what I've ever done or whatever I could done or whatever I thought I could do. But now because of the Christ that is in me, no longer I live, but he who lives in me. Somebody need to go to great lengths to demonstrate the way Christ demonstrated. It will begin some processes in your life to change some things. Some of us are still dwelling in doubt and fear and anticipation and those spiritual enemy. I call them those nuggets from the enemy that make us question God. Some people need to die tonight and say, "I'm back alive and I'm alive in Christ." I love to hear it because I like to go to another level, Apostle. I just want to leapfrog and not worry about what man can confirm with me, because man's gonna always tell me that I'm doing it wrong. Why you dress like that? Why you got three chains? Why you? Oh, well, now you got a suit on. Why you got velvet shoes? Or why you? Because I am called to do what God has called me to do in the way I like to do it. No explanation. No limits. Come on, some people out there, you better be in agreement that if we're going to man up, you got to know that manning up doesn't mean you. I am not against coverings. I have a covering.
Yes.
God is my covering. Jesus Christ is my guide. And the Holy Spirit holds me in check. But yes, I have mentors and people I trust. And people that, as you said, man of God, that pray for the ministry without having to get a phone call, that intercede for the ministry without having to get a list, that are sowing into the ministry without we need a donation call.
That's it.
Because God has given you is for you, and I love people that help grow people, that send people out to become disciples and become apostles and to do the work of the ministry. But I am really against somebody that's trying to tell you that you're not doing what God called you to do just because you're not doing what they want you to do. Oh, I'm back tonight.
I'm back.
It's stronger than hell.
It's stronger than hell. That's right.
And hell for some of y'all could be in the churches that you're in. And I'm not a church basher. But until you know the church is in you, you'll never know the kind of church you need to fellowship in, because then you find a lot of people in there that the church is in them, and now you're fellowshipping God, not worry about politics and positions and stature. And these, you are there to fellowship and now sow freely into a ministry. Oh, my God. I want to open up the lines. I know I got some people out there that are on fire as fire as I am. First, man up the movement. I want to bring in Pastor Dwayne. You guys haven't got a chance to speak as well as myself. So, Pastor Dwayne, man up. I'm back and stronger than
man up. Man up, man up. Hey, you just spoke. You spoke into my life. I'm telling you, I'm back. I'm back. Man, that was a word for me, because I know it was a word for me, because the things, the struggles that I'm going through right now, you know. You know, I'm here in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm trying to work this ministry. I stopped preaching holiness. I'm talking about baptism and the Holy Ghost and, you know, seeking God. And you got to live right. Without holiness, can no man see the Lord? And it seemed like, you know, it seemed like the world just coming against you, because usually that's what I was doing, you know. But I kind of slacked back. And when I slacked back, I see that I was losing who I was, who did I came into Christ. And I'm for who I am, that's who I am. I can't change the game. I can't change the mind. I can't change the thought. It's holy.
Oh, I'm back.
This story in and out of seasoning. I'm back, man. I'm back. I'm hell is going to be upset at me, because I'm so back that When I walk, I know the anointing of God with me. When I speak, I know the anointing of God with me. When I come into an atmosphere, I know the anointing of God with me. I'm not trying to be arrogant. You know, they was doing a deliverance service a couple weeks ago, and prophets, well, she called herself a prophet, and they was casting out, you know, spirits and whatnot. You want me to confess that I got arrogant in me? And I'm like, I'm not finna confess. I'm not. First of all, you're not going to get me to confess something that is not true. I know the word of God. I know who I am in Christ. So for you want me to do something, you want me to agree with something that you, if you know a spirit in me, then you know how to cast, you know how to call it out. Don't get me to come out of this. So I know who I am, and I know what I got to do in this season. I know the time's going to get, it's going to seem like, you know, now ain't nobody listening. I know it seem like they don't, and you know, the ministry seem like it ain't growing or whatever. But what did God tell you in the first beginning? God said, if you don't build a house, the house is in labor. If you give a watered down word, if you give a microwave messages, they're going to die and go to hell, and their blood going to be on your hand. So I got to tell the truth. Whether you like me or not, this is who I was when you first met me. This is, I thank you for that word. I am back. I am back. I am so back. I am so back. I'm shouting all through the message.
And stronger than hell.
Yeah, and stronger than hell. I'm sure. Because, you know, I'm going to tell you, man, the devil was just beating me up, man. You know, the devil just been beating me up for the last couple of days.
Ooh,
why?
Glory.
Because, you know, this is my third marriage, right? And me and my wife work in the ministry. And, you know, I don't hold nothing back. But, you know, she helps me out. We do each other. We work the ministry together. And, you know, I'll be having her to read for me and things like that, you know, because I didn't go to no college. I didn't go to no seminar or nothing like that. But sometimes the enemy gets on you because, you know, you got these, you know, you got a lot of folks that are educated and they're doing educated ministry, but with no power. They're doing ministry, they educated, but with no power. And I beat myself up on that, man. Man, why I didn't go to school? Man?
Well, quit.
Why I didn't get a degree? Why I didn't study this much? You know what God told me, man? And you said, I'm covered. I'm covered with the Holy Ghost. I'm covered with God. I'm covered in the ministry, and I have some covered over me. I got things that cover me. But what God said that, he said the Holy Ghost is your reader. The Holy Ghost is the teacher. The Holy Ghost will bring things to understand. If you don't understand it, all you got to do is trust on the Lord, and God will guide you. Just like he sent Aaron to Moses. If Moses couldn't do, Moses had this and Moses had this. But God said, I got somebody to help you. And God gave me a wife. He gave me a strong backbone. Why? Because she rooted in the word the way I'm rooted in the word. Only how she can do something different if I don't tell her what to do. If I don't say, well, we go this way and we go that way and she go the opposite way because I didn't tell her. But if we stay on a firm foundation, if we stay in the will of God and say, well, this is what we're preaching on, this is what we're studying on, it can't go wrong. The Holy Ghost got to be in agreement. So I'm back. I'm strong. I'm back and I'm strong as hell. I'm finna tear the city of Madison up. I'm finna tear the city of Madison up. I'm ordained. I'm ordained. I'm fivefold ministry in my heart and soul and body. When I got birth, the fivefold is in me. So I'm finna tear the city of Madison up. And just like the man of God said that he was in the mall and the preacher came to him, called him a false. You know, I got people calling me false this and false that. Why? Because I won't join a ministry and I won't give in to their doctrine, or I won't come kick it with them and they you know, they want me to come and pimp my gift. But I won't allow them to get it so that he hears this. And the devil is allowed for the Tennessee of Madison up. And I appreciate that word, man.
I'm back and I'm stronger than hell.
I'm back.
Anybody else want to get in this conversation, go ahead, dial 1. We will give you an opportunity. That doesn't mean just males. Anyone. Come on, my sisters out there. I know you guys are on board tonight, but I am back and stronger than hell. What a word. What a confirming word tonight here on this broadcast. Go ahead, man of God.
I'm telling myself to clean the tub out for him. Because I don't.
Okay. Amen. Minister Terry, welcome to Man Up. Oh, yes, it's bus time. Good evening, Minister Terry. Amen. Well, Pastor, you know, it has been dynamic. Amen. Welcome to Man Up the Movement. You are live. Area code 9214, last 429139.
Praise God. I enjoy the word. I thank God for the man of God. I thank God for all you other men of God. And I just want to encourage you. It was just fire and brimstone. And when you're rooted and grounded in God, there is no other. And, you know, I just love it when you can come out from behind the four walls. I love it when you can obey God and not man. I love it when you can take charge and know who you are with your identity for Christ. I love it. I'm just in awe. Praise God. It's just that word goes for all of us. And I just want the men to be encouraged that when you got wives, stand beside your husband, your man of God. If you got the significant other, friend, or whoever, stand beside them. Because, you know, when we stay in church forever and ever, you got to come out of there. This gospel is for us to reach the world. And you can't reach the world when you're standing with your mind programmed to the church, this building. But when you can get from a part of that mind-boggling spirit of control, then you're going to be talked about. You're going to be lied on. But when you got God on your side and you got some other to cover you, to keep you strong, the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. That's what the word says. He does the covering. He's the one that created us and made us who we are today. So I just want to thank you guys for going forth. Stay strong.
Yes.
Be significant in who you are. So I don't have anything to say. I loved it. I enjoyed it. I mean, you know, I felt the power of God. And I pray the apostle will just keep on doing what he's doing. And don't look back. Press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, because you got thousands of people that's on the air, that's listening, that needs to be encouraged. Pass the baton. Push it on.
Amen.
Keep doing what you're doing, Pastor E. Keep on working. Amen. I love you.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Amen. Encouraging words. Encouraging words. Pastor Marvin, we don't have anybody else in the queue. I want to give you an opportunity, as I said, to share what's going on in your region, and also share with our leaders, the fivefold ministry participants on this line tonight that can get on your prayer call. There is another caller that just came in. Area code 304, last 48995. You're live on Man Up the Movement with myself and Pastor Marvin.
Yes, Apostle Marvin. This is Johnny Nailing, Johnny and Yvonne Nailing. You know, brother, I want to say, Marvin, I regret missing you when we came to New Bethel Church for our convocation. But I tell you what, tonight, brother, I got a taste of how God is so mighty in you, my brother. And I thank God for God for the word. And I thank God for the opportunity to be here tonight to witness the word and to witness how good God has been in my life. The Lord has blessed me with a beautiful woman of God, strong woman of God, for 10 beautiful years, a testament of how God loves me, because I sure was on a path straight to hell before he sent this woman into my life. And, you know, every day he's consistently showing me just how much he loves me by putting me with the right people at the right time. And I've learned a lot. I've grown a lot. And one thing I do know is that the Lord hates pride, and I see why he hates pride. Because a proud mouth doesn't get fed. Worldly food or spiritually food. But I just want to say, brothers, I am stronger than hell. Nothing will stop me from serving the Lord and reaching my full potential in Christ. And I am stronger than I was yesterday.
Yes.
You know, I just want to say thank you for the word, brother. And you know, I just thank God for choosing me to represent him. and his kingdom in the name of Jesus. There's nothing more gratifying in the world than standing up and walking for Christ. He deserves every bit of it. Because what he did for us, no man in the world would do.
You deserve it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, my brother. Thank you for listening in, man. Every Tuesday, Man Up is here. Join us, man. Continue to fellowship with us, man, because I know the first Tuesday of every month, this mighty man of God is sharing a divine word with us here. Pastor Marvin, we have another caller. Evangelist Virginia Valentine from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Good evening, woman of God. Welcome to Man Up.
Well, good evening, man of God. Good evening to you. How are you tonight? Blessed.
In the city, in the field, blessed.
Going in and coming out. Yes. Oh, Jesus. Ooh, I am back. And I'm stronger than hell. I am back.
Yes.
And I am stronger than hell.
Yes, you are.
I am back. And I am stronger than hell. Jesus. Oh Lord, I wanted to scream through this cell phone. I am back. That's a mom, and I am back. And I am stronger than hell. I'm stronger than what I was before yesterday, the day before, and I'm even stronger tonight. I am back and I am stronger than hell. And no devil can stop me. No devil can knock me or block me. I'm strong.
Hallelujah.
I am stronger than hell. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes. What a word. What an awesome word. What a powerful word. Anointed word. I am back. And I'm stronger than hell. And everybody on this line ought to be saying I'm back. And I'm stronger than hell. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah,
bless
Jesus.
Bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah. I'm back.
Hallelujah,
and I'm stronger than hell.
Back.
You know, I think we need to get a corporate message across the nation. This Sunday,
yes,
everybody preach, I'm back and I'm stronger than hell. Can we get that message going across in every church that's connected to the Now Network? Let's all preach that same sermon. I got my scriptures. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pastor Marvin, when you was ministering, I was screaming. I was saying, preach, and you couldn't hear me. I say, preach. Preach, man of God.
Amen.
I am back and I'm stronger than hell.
Yeah,
I am back
amen.
And I'm stronger than hell. That's all I can
yes,
say.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Say, I'm back.
Hallelujah. I am back.
Stronger in my mind.
And I am stronger than hell. Hallelujah.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. Area code 910, last 4-4681. You're live on Real Talk. Man Up the Movement with Pastor E and Pastor Marvin.
Hello. I thank God for the word from Apostle Marvin on tonight. This is Pastor Jackie from North Carolina and also my
Amen.
Deacon Gordon Harrington from North Carolina. We just thank God for the word and the encouragement.
Amen.
Well, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Area code 304, last 40621. You're live on Man Up the Movement with Pastor Marvin, Apostle Marvin, Evangelist Marvin, Bishop Marvin, just fivefold Marvin and myself.
Well, praise God. This is his wife, Pastor Prophetess Wife at Prevost.
Well, good evening.
Amen. Good evening. Good evening, everybody. So I just wanted to call in. I heard everybody talking about how encouraging and uplifting their spouses were. I wanted to say something about my man of God. So many times as women in the ministry and men against men, but I praise God that my husband ends up being the biggest cheerleader that I have. If I say I want to go to the moon, he's going to help me get there, and I praise God for that. No competition in our house. Being married to a powerhouse and listening to him day in and day out, encouraged the leadership, encouraged the fivefold ministry to go just one more day. causes me to be able to go one day. And I praise God that he's a man of integrity and that I watch him walk out and live at home in front of me, in front of the children, with what he's saying on these prayer calls and behind the pulpit. So I just wanted to get on here and honor the man of God and thank you, Pastor E, for even just giving, allowing him to be on your platform and share what thus saith the Lord for the people of God.
Well, amen. That platform is available for you, too, because we do have women's shows on this broadcast also. So if you have a word, let me know, and we will connect you with the corresponding host. Good evening,
well,
woman.
God.
No, that's real time. Don't give – look, open – you didn't tell our apostle. You open one door with him, and all of a sudden he's like, the door is just not – it won't close. But, yes, we definitely would love to have you come on board and share – anytime. We'll talk offline and go from there. God bless. This has been dynamic. Let's see. Did we get a new caller up? No, we didn't. Now, that is so true. Give honor where honor is due. But man, the woman of God has come and certified, bona fide you, bruh.
Wow.
I know you're smiling.
Yes.
Oh, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be a wonderful night in the Prevost home tonight.
Yes, she's been gone for about 2 weeks, and so the kids, everybody's excited to see her coming home.
Woo! Glory, 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 glory. Well, man of God, there's no other callers. You want to pray us out of here, and we look forward to next month. And I want to talk to you about a couple of things. I'll call you this week. I think you're off on Wednesday still.
Yes, I'm off tomorrow. Well, you can call me tonight if you want to.
Okay. I'm going to get ready to feed the grandkids, and I'll call you after that.
Okay, sounds good.
Amen. Pray us out here.
Amen. God, we thank you tonight for what you've said, what you've done, how you moved by your spirit, God. And God, you said that I'm back, God, Jesus, and I'm stronger than hell. God, you said that your people, we are back. And so, God, we thank you that even when the enemy and everybody else thought we were dead, we're back. And so, God, I pray that you'll keep that in our spirits, you'll keep that in our minds, God, that you'll keep that fire of you in us, God, that we will not allow any situation, any trial, anything to move us from your place. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Look, I'm way off cue, but thank you, family. God bless you for joining us tonight. Join us tomorrow morning for Wake Up, Get Up, Moving Your Purpose Live on Facebook, and that replay of that will be on Pressing Over the Hump. Then at 12:30 in Compton at Sylvia Nuns Angels, our weekly Bible study, The Gathering. You can get that live on Facebook also, but come on out. If you're in the Southern California area, Compton, Linwood, Bellflower, Lakewood, it's not too far. Come out and fellowship with us. We start on time and we end on time. Take and have a lunch break with us tomorrow. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. But this is the most important thing I need you to know. You were beautifully made by God. Don't let anybody tell you different. Step up and encourage yourself in Jesus' name.